On the Southeast AgNet, it's today's Ag News. Hello, I'm Frost Burke with this week's Commissioner Spotlight, featuring Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thanks, Frost.
Florida is famous for its citrus products, but not so many people know that tomatoes are also an important Florida crop.
That's right. In fact, up until 100 years ago, the tomato was just a garden curiosity.
Times have changed.
They sure have. Florida leads the nation in the production of fresh tomatoes, and during the months of January, February, and March, grows almost all the field-produced fresh tomatoes in the U.S. Florida's cash receipts for fresh tomatoes are about $500 million annually, almost half the total for the whole country.
Those are some impressive numbers. We'll learn more about Florida tomatoes after this.
My watch is Swiss.
This dress is from France.
My sound system is from Japan.
My shoes are from Italy.
My tomatoes are from Florida. Fresh from Florida, in fact. Don't get me wrong, I think imports are nice, but not when it comes to produce like tomatoes. My tomatoes had to be fresh and wholesome. That's why I look for the Fresh from Florida label when I buy tomatoes. If it doesn't say Fresh from Florida, it's not. You know, red really is your color.
And look how well they match my shoes.
We're back with Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. Commissioner, why are tomatoes such an attractive food?
One reason is that they are low in calories. A medium-sized tomato contains 35 calories. That's only about one quarter of the calories in a glass of milk. Tomatoes are also low in fat and sodium, and of course, they taste great.
I guess tomatoes are now quite commonly associated with a health-conscious diet.
And that reputation is well-deserved. Tomatoes provide an excellent source of vitamins A and C, as well as potassium and fiber. And research suggests that lycopene, a natural red pigment in tomatoes, may be helpful in preventing some types of cancers.
Besides, most meals wouldn't be complete without tomatoes. Thanks, Commissioner Bronson. The Commissioner Spotlight is a weekly feature of today's Ag News on the Southeast AgNet.